Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Kathy's with us. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today?
Kathy, I'm really, really well. And you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Ben.
Kathy, I had a dream last night. in his dream, the president called me, and he asked for advice. And he said that the country lacks leadership in every area, and there are no heroes, and that the only leadership he could find in the media is USA Prepares. And he said that USA Prepares instructors lead by example, and that USA Prepares instructors talk about what they do, how they do it, and why they do it. And then he asked me for specific examples of what he should do to show leadership by specific examples. And I said, well, put a kitchen table in the Oval Office and sit at the table every morning with the First Lady and share a cup of coffee brewed in a 12-cup Black & Decker $20 coffee maker with the coffee poured into ceramic mugs. And say that the First Lady and I brew our own coffee and use reusable coffee mugs. And by doing so, we save 1,460 paper cups a year. And that's just the two of us. Think about how many trees we can save if we stop buying coffee at Starbucks, McDonald's, and every other takeout coffee shop. So he said, please consider our home, planet Earth, and have your cup of Joe the way the First Lady, the instructors of USA Prepares, and I do, in a coffee mug at home. Tomorrow, we can talk about using a thermos to bring coffee with you to work. And that was my dream.
Wow.
Leading by example. But, you know, it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek dream, Kathy, but seriously, we have no leadership. We don't even have that. We don't even have a person in the media, you know, a well-known person say, hey, y'all, you know, we are just cutting down trees like nobody's business, and we're destroying the planet. Why do we have to have takeout coffee every day? Why? Why do we have to have multiple cups? Why do we just drink it and then throw it out when it's cold? Why don't we use a reusable coffee mug? Just buy one mug or use the one that you already have and use an inexpensive coffee maker and use reusable filters. You know, imagine just what that would do versus Keurig cups, Starbucks, McDonald's coffee, you know, all the disposables that go along with the contents of the cup, meaning the beverage, the coffee. It's unbelievable how much waste that we are dumping all over the planet.
Oh, that's true, Vince. Every drive-through, whatever, uses a paper mug. I mean, even for people, I know they wouldn't do this probably for the health department, probably wouldn't let them do it and all that. But even if people were going to go through drive-through McDonald's, say, here's my coffee mug, fill it up. And I'm sure they wouldn't do it because they would get sued because there's not a lid and all this. But you're right. There's so much waste that I have never bought coffee out, never. I've always just, if I'm in a restaurant, you know, and I want coffee or tea, I have it there in a glass mug, or I just brew it at home. It just seems so wasteful to me. And it's expensive, I think. So.
Back?
I can hear you, Vince.
Okay. And I was had an appointment and for a checkup, a doctor's appointment checkup that I've been postponing for years. And the gal behind the control tower said, well, you know, you're early, you're an hour early, so you can go to, you know, this place, or you can go to Starbucks and get some coffee. And I said, Starbucks? And she said, oh, I love Starbucks. I have to have it every day. And I said, caffeine? She said, well, not necessarily the caffeine, but dark, dark coffee. And I was thinking, how much does that cost? And in this dream I had, the part about the thermos, I'll bet you for the price of two cups of Starbucks, and make your own coffee to work, brewed for maybe 5 cents a cup versus $5, $6, or $7 a cup. And when you're all done, you haven't, you know, put anything in the trash other than the coffee grounds. And actually, they should go in the garden as compost. But it just, what I was thinking about in this wild dream I had was a group of people who have common traits. People who have money will go out for spring break. They'll leave wherever they are and they'll fly down to Florida for spring break. Or they'll fly out to another country to sit on the beach and read a book. And just the amount of jet fuel that they waste doing that. And then the consumables that the trash from the takeout food joints while they're out there. The same people will go to a restaurant, and I've seen this, and eat half the meal and throw the rest away. Or pour half of a tall glass of juice and throw half of it away. Or use three paper towels to dry their hands when there's a towel hanging on the stove to dry their hands. Those are the kinds of extravagances. I mean, those are just a few that nobody needs to do. Nobody. Nobody needs to dry their hands on paper towels. Nobody needs to fly to Central America to sit on the beach for the weekend and read a book. Nobody needs to do that. Nobody needs to go to McDonald's or Starbucks for a cup of coffee. Nobody. But yet, as Kyle would say, we have a crisis of convenience. People are just so used to convenience. But it seems to me that it's inconvenient to go to Starbucks to get a cup of coffee when I could have a coffee thermos right with me. That seems so inconvenient to go out of my way to go to a place to get a cup of coffee because I didn't prepare enough, you know, that morning or the night before to wash the thermos out. Or to wash the coffee mug out. I just don't get it, Kathy. Any comments?
Yeah, there's a lot of extravagances that I watch people do. Eating out is another one, and what people spend their money on. I don't know, Vince. I don't really know where they get their money. But or why they spend it the way they do, but you're right. There's so many extravagances, and I think if you're just aware, you don't need to do that. But partially, I wasn't brought up that way, so it would be really hard for me to pay $5 or $6 or whatever a cup of coffee is at Starbucks when I know what I could buy at the grocery store with that money. So that would be hard for me. I'm not saying I never would. I mean, sometimes you're in a situation that maybe you have to go somewhere and, okay, you're going to buy a cup of coffee. But to me, that should be a rarity, not a daily thing.
Right, right. Kathy, I was looking on Facebook Marketplace for a canoe. And I was thinking, to make it easier for the campers, if we had a canoe that they could, a lighter one, or lighter than the pedal boat, they could just pull it from the shore into the water, hop in, paddle around, feed the fish, and then paddle back and pull the canoe back onto the bank, if you will. And so I was looking at canoes, and there was one that struck my interest. It was aluminum, but it just said canoe. And a price. It was very reasonably priced, very low price. Canoe with the price. And it didn't say it was aluminum. It didn't say it was fiberglass. It didn't say it was plastic. It didn't say it was wood. Just canoe and the price. So I sent a message. Hello, I'm interested in your canoe. Can you tell me how long it is? Thank you. And I got a message back. What I said was a quote. Quote, hello, I'm interested in your canoe. Can you tell me how long it is? Thank you. End quote. The message came back, quote, I think it's 14 to 18 feet, but not really sure. I'm sorry. You're welcome to look at it. End quote. So here's a person selling a canoe. And what do people want to know about a canoe? They want to know the price. They want to know what it's made out of. And they want to know how long it is. And maybe how old it is. And whether it leaks. Okay. This person can't tell the difference between 14 and 18 feet. I can't believe it. It's stunning to me. And this, the reason I mention this, Kathy, is not so much about this canoe, but it's about so many things that are on Facebook Marketplace that people have no idea what they're trying to sell, how to measure, how to describe, how to write, how to communicate. They don't know. And this is just one more example of the collapse. One more example. We can't even communicate. If I were writing, back in the days of the classified ads, if you wanted to sell a used car or a boat or a trailer or a piece of furniture, you would say who, what, when, where, why, how much, the phone number. I mean, you wouldn't just put car and a price. I mean, you wouldn't do that. But here we are. Here we are. No make, no model, no size. Are you seeing any of this, or is it just that we don't know how to communicate here in Missouri? Are you seeing it in Ohio as well?
Vince, yeah, and it's the spelling, it's the description, the lack of knowledge that people have with everything. I see it too, Vince.
and I'm trying to think of some of the words that people use, the mispronunciations. And so not only do they mispronounce the name of the device, they misspell it according to the mispronunciation. It's not even the name of what it's called, and they can't even get that right. We'll be right back.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I was thinking back about some of these mispronunciations that I've heard over the years. And there was a guy who was telling me his air conditioning wasn't working, and he was going to get some of that refrigerant. And instead of saying Freon, he said, I got to get some Freezon, like Freez-on. Another one is there was a guy that came into the store years and years ago when I was selling auto parts on the East Coast, and he was talking about tires, and he said that he meant to say he wanted to get a set of steel-belted radial tires, and he said, I want to get a set of steel-bedded radios, STE, space BEDDED, space RADIOS, steel-bedded radios. And then the one that I was thinking about on Facebook Marketplace was this guy was selling a radial arm saw, RADIAL, space ARM, space SAW. And it was listed as a radio arm saw, RADIO, radio AMSAL, radio AMSAL. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Kathy, back to you.
Well, Ben, there's a couple things that I'd like, if we can get to today. I kept forgetting last couple times I was on with you. I have that cinnamon raisin bread recipe, and I know you sent me an email, and I totally forgot to put that in there. So I would like, when we get back, if I could give that recipe out. This one's a real keeper. This is, everybody loves it. So I'll give one out.
Sure. That sounds great.
And the other thing, Vince, is I feel like I really want to bring this up because I've had this situation happen to me recently. And and this can apply really to not just people, but to your animals. And I want to explain what happened to me. And actually, I went online, and I was doing a little bit of reading, and one of the articles came up, and it says how to talk to your vet. But Tiff, you could a lot of this you can use for people too. And one of the first things she said is be prepared when you go in. And I thought, okay, this is, you know, and I read it and this is a great thing. So really what I want to do is make everybody think about it before they even go in and try to get prepared. Do a little research, like before you go in with whatever it is for you or your animal. But this case, it was my dog. And so I went into the vet and I wanted to have her checked. And she was having issues with her right knee. She tore her ligaments. And so the vet that I went to see, he says, oh, I see that, you know, how is she doing? I see that she's walking pretty good. And I said, yes. And she said, so what did you do? So I took her to a place that had a pool, and they had water therapy where you put a life jacket on them and they swim. And then they hold on to them and they make them swim, and then they bring them back and they sort of let them use their leg muscles, and there's no weight bearing on them legs to let the legs really get full range of motion. So I took her for those. So when I went into the vet said, when I told her that, she sort of wrinkled up her nose and she said, well, for the money you spent on that, you could have done our protocol. And I instantly got that, wait a minute, feeling like I don't believe that's true. And I don't think that she was correct. I think what I did was more effective. And so then she told me that swimming is hard on their knees, which I know is not true. Swimming is the best exercise that you can do. So to me, it was all about using her service, and it was more paying the money to them as opposed to me doing it the way I thought was best for my dog. And one of the reasons I did what I did was because when she was two, she tore the ligament in her other knee. And I did do the protocol with not this vet, but similar, with the water treadmill. And although it didn't hurt her, it certainly didn't strengthen her leg the way this other water therapy did. So anyway, I'll finish the story when I get back to it.
Yeah. And it sounds like this applies to lots of different types of medical appointments, whether they be for animals or people. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. A hearing is taking place on the Hill today involving multiple whistleblowers from the FBI alleging illegal activities at the highest levels of America's top law enforcement agency. Wyoming Representative Republican Harriet Hageman on the need for whistleblowers.
Whistleblowers are protected by law, and the reason is simple and understandable. We must be able to count on disclosures from rank-and-file employees in order to conduct our oversight and hold people accountable for wrongdoing.
Hageman, on what's been discovered by the whistleblowers.
Misallocation of law enforcement resources and misconduct within the leadership ranks of the FBI. In short, the leadership in the FBI is politically corrupt.
President Biden is in Hiroshima, Japan today. He's meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. Tomorrow is the start of the G7 summit. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Last day,
got your.
Take
my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us in Ohio. I wanted to say thank you to John Hall. John Hall. And he's a kind person. And he said some very nice things about us on the internet. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you, John. And, Kathy, we have Arjun in West Virginia on the line. Can we take an interruption with talking about the veterinarian? Go to Arjun and come back to the veterinarian?
Oh, sure, Ben.
Okay, here we go. Arjun, welcome. You're on with Kathy and me.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Kathy. I'm sorry to bother the class.
in the middle. But like, I got just stuck with a problem with Aunt Kathy. What happened was, yesterday I went out for a little bit, and when I came back, my main door, it's just stuck. You know, like, so I have a main door, then there is a screen door outside, so I have a lock there. So I opened the lock in the screen door. Then when I opened the lock in the main door, and then, like, I had to just push it from my shoulder to just open the door normally. And I pushed it, and I pushed it, it didn't open. So, you know, like, yesterday I took out the bolts of the lock, you know, like, from inside. And you know, like, even if I get that flap that, you know, like, that goes in, and, you know, like, that holds the lock, actually, you know, like, even if I can just get it out, get that, like, back, but still, like, the door is actually just stuck. I don't know, like, what has happened. If I try to bang the door from the top or from the bottom, it moves a little bit from the top and the bottom. So the problem is somewhere in the middle where there was lock, and that lock, you know, like, something there has got stuck, and I have tried to move the flaps that are there from inside, but it's just not opening up. so just want to get your feedback. Is there something, you know, like, I've tried, yeah, like, the chisel, you know, like, I've tried something I can try, you know, like that, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Arjun, is the door stuck in the door jamb? Is that what it is? It's like wedged,
yes,
in there?
Yes, it's just, okay, stuck. Yes. Well, it's
okay. All right. It's real simple. It's real simple. Has it been raining a lot?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It rained, like, yesterday, today. Yesterday it was raining, and day before yesterday it rained a lot. Like, it's like same. My weather is, okay, same as your wind. You know, like, in misery, you know. It happens the same.
Yeah.
When you say,
okay,
like, it rained quite a lot, you know, it rains here as well, you know. Yeah.
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 Okay. So here's what I think it is, Arjun. I think what's happening is moisture is entering. You have a wooden door, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So if you have a wooden door, wood enters all the pores of the door and they swell. And so your door is actually a little bit bigger. I mean, not a lot bigger. Maybe, you know, a tenth of a percent larger in height and width and thickness than it was, you know, when it's really dry out. So your door has actually gotten bigger, and it's expanded in the door jamb, and that's why it's stuck. So one of the things that you can do is paint it. So what you do is you paint the entire door, the top, the bottom, the front, the back, the sides, the entire door completely all the way around. But you have to wait until the door dries out, you know, when it's smaller. Otherwise, you'll seal the moisture in there, and it'll stay expanded for quite a while. So I believe that the answer for your door is that it just grew in size because of the moisture, and that's what happens. Wood, that's why they don't use wooden doors too much anymore. That's why the doors that you buy at the big box stores, the front doors would be a steel door. So it's a steel skin on the inside, a steel skin on the outside, and interior doors, they're like molded. They're molded with, like, from a company called Masonite. And they take, like, sawdust and add glue to it and paint it so it won't warp. It won't expand. So I think that's your problem, Arjun. I really do. Does that make sense or not? Based on, I mean, I can't see your door from here. It's a little farther than,
yeah,
I can see. You're over 1,000 miles away.
100%, yes, yes. So Vince, like, you recommend, like, I just wait, like, today it's, like, sunny outside, so I just wait for, like for a few days, and I can lock the door, you know, there's a screen door outside, so I can lock it from outside, you know, like, so that works.
You're going to have to, Arjun, let me give you an example. You're going to have to wait a couple of weeks, okay?
Okay,
a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And here's what happens. Let's say a person is building a new house, and they decide they want to have hardwood floors. So they buy hardwood floors, the flooring, which is just unprimed, unsealed, just unfinished wood, okay, tongue and groove, and they're gonna nail that down on the floor, kind of like in our house. That's what we have. We have oak. White oak from Missouri, hardwood floors, tongue and groove, 3/4 inch thick. We left that, we bought the wood, and it was in bundles. Okay. And we left it inside the house for 6 weeks. 6 weeks. So that it could acclimate to the dimensions of the house and have the same moisture content in the wood as the rest of the house. So that when we nailed it down, it wouldn't expand or shrink based on the size of the house, based on the humidity in the house. So 6 weeks is how long it took for dried wood to come from, you know, the warehouse where it was stored, in that moisture content, and then adjust the moisture content to inside of our house. So that's why I said I think it's going to take a couple weeks of dry weather for your front door to lose some of its moisture. Because once you paint it, you're going to prime it first, and then you're going to paint it. But you might have to sand it. You might have to sand the top, the bottom, you know, the hinge side, and the lock side of the door, so that the coats of paint that you add, the primer plus the finish coat, won't make the door even bigger than it was before by the coat, you know, the thickness of the coat of paint. So what you can do, I mean, you could take the door off and put it in the sun during the day and then put it back on the hinges at night and, you know, keep doing that to accelerate the process. But you're going to have to wait for drier weather. That's really what you're going to have to do. Maybe just use the back door for now.
Yep, okay. Sounds good, Vince. Like, I will do this. Thank you very much. This is priceless advice. Thank you very much, Vince, and thank you very much, Kathy.
You're welcome. You're certainly welcome. You're welcome. Yeah,
right.
Thank you, Arjun. There's Arjun, USA Prepares Instructor, with a question. And class, if you're wondering what this is all about, if you're new to USA Prepares, Arjun used to live in New Jersey. He came from India. And quite an adventure right there. You know, leaving a country where you speak fluently with everybody there and you know the customs, to coming to another country where everything's new. The language is new. The customs are new. And he moved into an apartment. He is an IT, information technology consultant. And so he knows computers. And he knows software. And he listened to what we said about getting out of Dodge. So he left his apartment in New Jersey. And I've never met Arjun. I don't think any of our instructors have. But he listened to what we said, and he followed our lead and got out of Dodge. And he bought a house in the West Virginia mountains. And he's experiencing every single kind of problem you could imagine. Plumbing, heating, electrical, wiring, sheetrock, flooring, holes, mice, neighbors, everything you can think of, and now the front door. So that's what this is all about. I just wanted to share that with the class. Kathy, any comments before we get back onto the veterinarian's scenario?
Well, I give him a lot of credit for tackling it. That's a lot of work, but I give him a lot of credit, Vince, for doing that.
Mm-hmm. I do, too. I do, too. He showed me, he sent me some pictures of his project when he first bought it. The place was, the people who were the last residents there just trashed the place and left him with truckloads, no exaggeration, pickup truckloads of trash that he had to clean up himself and get hauled away. So, I mean, he started with a huge mess and is whittling it down. And fixing, learning, you know, following our guidance with the Black & Decker complete home wiring book. And he's just doing it all. He's experiencing every single kind of problem you can think of, and he's tackling them one by one. And so he just learned about moisture and door swelling and why people don't use wood doors anymore. You know, very rarely do they use a real wood door, especially in the interior exterior. That's why they use steel doors. Okay, Kathy, so back to the veterinarian.
Okay, Vince, I think what I learned from this, and I learned that I knew because I had experience with this before. So I think what she was trying to do was sort of intimidate me and bully me, like she knew more. And I'm sure she knows more if she's a veterinarian. But she doesn't know my dog, and she doesn't know my experience. And so what I learned was I was very polite, but I kept asking her questions. And I would ask, like, well, how long does this treatment last? How much does it cost? How much does it need to be repeated? There was one procedure. She wanted to do this prolotherapy on her knee, and it was like $1,500. And so I'm asking her, she's explaining it. So I said, so how long does that last then once you do it? Is that one time? Well, no, it only lasts maybe for 6 months. So the more I ask, I got a lot of my own questions answered. And it wasn't true when she said, oh, you could have done my therapy for the same amount. And it wasn't true because her therapy was only like a 6-week course, and I'd have had to do 2 or 3 of those. So that would have been probably like $3,000. And that's even if that worked. So I followed my gut. I knew what I was talking about because I've dealt with this before. So I think that you do yourself a favor if you go in knowing as much as you know about whatever situation you're in. And then you need to be like an advocate for your own self and for your pet. Like if you were going into the doctor, you would do the same thing. You'd be your own advocate. So I just want people to know that one of the things that was recommended, and I really thought that was smart, was if you can, let's say maybe somebody recommends vet for you, you could go in just for like a well check and sort of interview the vet and say, okay, or same thing with the doctor. You could just see how you click and start asking them questions and see where you're going to go from there.
I absolutely positively agree with everything that you've said. And let's continue this discussion a little bit more on the other side of the break. Because there are things that you can do.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack. focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's brought up an excellent, excellent point, and she's describing a scenario, something that happened discussing with her veterinarian, her dog, and the condition the dog had, and the dialogue that went back and forth. And as I listen to this, Kathy, I'm thinking the more I listen, the more I would be looking for another veterinarian. But please continue.
I am, Ben. I didn't burn any bridges. Because she is a chiropractor, and I thought if I'm ever in a situation where I really need to get her in, then I would go have her adjusted, but she's not going to be my regular vet. So, Vince, I think that if you take a notebook, notepad, and have your information, and if you have an idea, if nothing else, like print out an article and leave it with them and say, you know, could you just read this when you get time or look it over? Some are open to do that, some are not. So one of the things that I would say is have, like, write down your desires or your wishes for your pet. You could say, no vaccine, drugs, procedures without my written consent. Like, don't let them take them in the room without you, or if they were to have surgery, that all of a sudden they're going to do something without your written consent. I would have that stapled on the front, or, you know, make sure that you let them know. Even like she recommended, even antibiotics. Some animals are very sensitive, and she said you can have a sensitivity test done. So, and whatever your wishes are, like my wishes are, none of the flea and tick collar and the procedures on the back. Vince and I have talked. It damaged my dog, and I know it damaged Vince's dog, too. So there's natural ways. And one thing that I did when she had her first surgery is they gave her a pain medication, which did not help her at all. She was really in moaning and whining. I could not stop it. And I don't know a lot about homeopathy. I know I'm learning as I get older and as time goes on, but I know a little bit. And so I used one of the remedies in there, and I gave it to her. 10 minutes later, she went to sleep. So that was the right one for her. It took away that pain for that moment after she had her surgery. But most veterinarians don't know that. So if you don't want all the conventional things, you need to really educate yourself. So I would also say, if you don't want something, stand your ground. And if they want to do something, don't, if you're not sure, if you're not like, oh no, this is life saving, you know, we have to do this right now. I mean, that's a different thing if there's a dog get hit by a car or something like that, or they can't breathe or they're in shock. I mean, that's totally different. But I would say stand your ground and be prepared and ask as many questions as you need and get a second opinion if nothing else. So the other thing, Vince, is I would say that if you're not sure about something, you know, you can be pleasant, but you can say, what's the alternative? Okay, if I don't want to use a flea and tick, what's the alternative? And just keep asking. And if they say, well, we don't use anything. But sometimes if you push them, which I did when she did have a thing with her hearing, they wanted to give her a drug, and I had read that it can cause deafness. And she goes, yes, I've heard that. We have had that, but it's not very common. So I wasn't willing to do that. I wasn't willing to take that risk. So I got a different drug. So, you know, if you can be educated and ask, you know, that's the key. So what I've learned for myself and everything else, Vince, is don't make a impulse decision. Don't let them bully you. Don't let them intimidate you. You may regret that. You know, go home, talk to your family member, your spouse, you know, if you have somebody in the family that has any medical knowledge, do some research, get some good, you know, information, and then make your decision. So even for myself, Vince, like when I've gone to the doctor, if I am not sure about something, I will say, I'm not ready to do it right now. You can say the same thing to your vet. If they say, oh, we need this and this and this done to your pet, say, no, I only came in for this exam. I'll get back to you on the other. And you don't even have to say that you don't want to do it, because some of them will drop you as a patient if you do. You can just say, I'm not ready to do that right now. So, but I would say, Vince, like, I know I'm kind of rambling and I'm sorry, but it's so important, because I literally had a surgery that I found out later I didn't need. And the only way I found that out is I got the medical records and I looked it up. When I looked in there, I went back and I talked to the doctor. He says, you said I had this and I had the surgery, but I didn't have it. And you never even communicated that with me. So you really have to be on the ball when it comes to medical stuff and be your own advocate.
Kathy, I like your presentation and your response. I'm not prepared to do that right now. It doesn't say no. It doesn't say yes. And it leaves you a way out. And,
that's right.
You know, maybe you could say, well, you know, I'm not prepared. You know, my wallet isn't that thick. So, you know, let's revisit that later. There's a lot of ways of saying it, but the way you said it was outstanding. Kathy and I will be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Domestic Engineering is today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.